Hare Krishna. So we have been discussing about action, inaction, forbidden action. And then just in the previous verse, we saw about how a person who has got the knowledge, the transcendental knowledge of the understanding that I am the eternal servant of Krishna, how that person's all the karmic reactions are burnt by that particular transcendental knowledge which acts like fire. Now we have a very, very instructive verse that is coming up. This verse talks about a sadhaka, how a sadhaka should behave or what should be his activities. So let's see this verse, text number 20. Tyaktva karma phala sangam nitya tripto nirashrayah karmanya abhipravruttopi naiva kinchit karoti sah. So here Krishna is saying that karma phala sangam. So karma phala sangam basically means attachment to the activities, to the results of the activities. Phala, results. Tyaktva karma phala sangam. So it means abandoning all varieties of what? Abandoning all varieties of karma phala. There's all varieties of attachment to the results. Abandoning all varieties of attachment to the results, that person is nitya tripto, is completely satisfied. Nirashrayaha, he is independent. And then, naiva kinchit karoti saha, this person does not perform any fruitive action. But, karmanya abhipravrutto api, and here is a nice line, but still, this person is engaged in all sorts of work. So, this is a verse that is meant for all the sadhakas like us, that how we should work, and for whom should we work. So, here, Prabhupada says, every single line of the purport is very, very wonderful. So let's discuss that. This freedom from bondage of actions is possible only in Krishna consciousness when one is doing everything for Krishna. As we discussed in the previous video also. The person who is a servant of Krishna and his entire existence is meant for serving Krishna for his pleasure. There is no question of bondage. There is no question of reaction of work. He's completely free. He's just doing akarma. He's not doing any karma or vikarma. He's just doing akarma. So no reactions at all. So no bondage. That person is liberated even when he's there in this body. Krishna conscious person acts out of pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore he has no attraction for the results of the action. So when one person is in love with another person, all the time he'll be just thinking about how can I please that person? There will be no question of what should I do for myself. All the time you'll be just thinking about how can I please that person, my lover, how can I do that? Same thing happens with a devotee. A devotee who is in love with Krishna, understanding that how much Krishna has done for me, how much he loves me, understanding that when he starts loving Krishna, he doesn't think about himself, his own sense gratification. Because that love, when it manifests as service to Lord Shri Krishna, automatically the person is satisfied. Nitya tripto, is satisfied. So this is a very nice point to understand that if we have sense gratificatory tendencies, so that basically means that our service to the Lord is not very selfless as of now. Or in fact, we are not doing service to the Lord. So when we start doing service to the Lord selflessly, understanding that how much He loves us, and when we reciprocate with that love, by nice loving affection, loving affectionate service, then there will be no question of sense gratification. And obviously, here it says that no attraction for the results of action. Who cares for results now? Who cares for results of action? He's taking pleasure in what? He's taking pleasure in the action. Now he's not taking pleasure in the results of the action. He's taking pleasure in the action saying, oh, I'm serving Krishna. Now what comes in return? What is the result of the action? He's least bothered. And this is a very nice point to meditate on. Why? Because, see, what we have in our hand is action. We can do work. But then, do we have complete control on the result of the action? Whatever work we are doing, can we 100% say that, yes, this is what is the result that I'm going to get? And when we are attached to the result of the work, and when we are expecting happiness from that, pleasure from that, what happens if we don't get the result? The person becomes frustrated. So this is a very, very wonderful point which Bhagavad Gita repeats again and again in different chapters, that instead of being attached to the results of the action, instead of taking pleasure from the results of the action, better seek pleasure from the action itself. So when we are serving Krishna, there's a different pleasure that a devotee feels, because now he is getting that pleasure just by serving. There is no question of getting attached to the result or what next I'm going to get by doing this particular activity. This is called a selfless service and the pleasure of selfless service. He is not even attached to his personal maintenance, for everything is left to Krishna. A devotee is very clever. A devotee is like, oh, why should I bother about my own maintenance? Krishna is the maintainer of all. Let him maintain. That is his job. My job is what? My job is to serve him. I'll do that. And let him maintain me. This is such a nice mood and a very, very innocent mood. It's almost like a child. A child will never think, oh, do we have some grocery in the kitchen or not? Oh, what is my mother going to cook tomorrow? Because I just saw that the oil is over and this particular thing is over. What is she going to cook? He'll never think that. He'll be busy playing, and then he'll just see the time. And sometimes he'll not see the time also. Mother will call, come for lunch, come for dinner. He'll go sit and have it and again go back to play. Is there any tension in between? Same is the case with a devotee. Because like the child trusts his mother, like that she will not make him starve. Similarly, a devotee has complete trust on Krishna, that Krishna will protect me, Krishna will take care of me in every single circumstances. So this is a very important point to meditate on, that he's been taking care of us for many, many lifetimes. And why will he not take care of us now? So why take extra tension in life? So in this way, we understand that a devotee, a sadhaka, is not even bothered about his own maintenance. And theek hai, Krishna will take care of whatever it is. We'll see. Nor is he anxious to secure things, nor to protect things already in his possession. He is completely clear. He's a sold out entity to Krishna. So he's like, whatever I have belongs to Krishna. I myself belong to Krishna. So if Krishna wants, he'll protect. If Krishna wants, you know, he'll take it away. What is the problem? So now, in this material world, nothing is permanent. All of us know this. But then when we keep holding it, no, it's mine. And when it is taken away, we feel a lot of pain. A lot of pain is there. Why? Because we are completely attached and we are holding it. But then once we understand that everything belongs to Krishna, for some time he has given it to us and we are caretakers and nothing else. We are not owners, we are caretakers. And then when it is taken away, it's Krishna's entity. It's Krishna's possession. He had given it to me. Now he's taken it back. So why lament? Or why be morose for that? This is what is the mood of a spiritualist. This is what is the mood of a sadhaka. So the sadhaka is tripta, nitya tripta, satisfied. This is a very nice point. He does his duty to the best of his ability and leaves everything to Krishna. So I always say this, that give your best and leave the rest. So there's no question of anything in between. So we just give our 100% in serving Krishna. And when it comes to other aspects of life, we just leave it to Krishna. That, okay, you take care. No, I am just your servant, I'll serve you. You are my master. You see what you want to do. You want to feed me, you want to make me starve, it's up to you. You do whatever you want. And Krishna will never make us starve. Yes. Such an unattached person is always free from the resultant reactions of good and bad. It is as though he were not doing anything. So here, he's not doing anything for his sense gratification. So where is the question of good and bad reaction? Everything is auspicious in his life because Krishna's personal presence is there. The sign of akarma, or actions without fruitive reaction. This is the sign of akarma, where there is no question of any reaction. And any other action, therefore, devoid of Krishna consciousness is binding upon the worker, and that is the real aspect of vikarma. See, even if we are doing some good activity, some bad activity for our own sense gratification, what happens? Every good activity is going to give some reaction, every bad activity is going to give some reaction, and those reactions, because of those reactions, we will have to take birth again and again and again to enjoy the punya or to suffer for the papa. And in this way, a sadhaka or you know, a person you know, suffers again and again and again in this material world. But a sadhaka is very intelligent. A spiritual practitioner is very, very intelligent. Why? Because he understands that to get freed from this cycle of birth and death, to get freed from this cycle of bondage that is there, just surrender on to Krishna. He is the one who has the scissors, he'll just cut it. So in this way, a sadhaka is supposed to behave and depend on Krishna for various things, for his own self, for his own maintenance. Now, here we have discussed about sadhaka, that is a spiritual practitioner. But what about a person who has attained perfection? What about him? So next few verses, Krishna is going to talk about that. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.